Your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
A former advisor to then-President Obama reportedly requested the names of Trump transition officials caught by incidental surveillance be unmasked, as USA's Joe Gomez explains.
There's a report that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice tried to get the identities of Americans who may have been linked to the Trump campaign in U.S. intelligence reports. Rice was National Security Advisor in the last half of the Obama administration. Bloomberg says the so-called unmasking request was discovered in a Trump administration review of intelligence activities.
By a vote of 27-12, California State Senate passes the state's Values Act, as it's called. It's also called a sanctuary state bill, prohibiting local law enforcement from enforcing federal immigration laws. Democratic Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon authored the bill.
Californians will not squander their precious public safety dollars to separate mothers from their children.
The bill now moves to California's Assembly. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Chelsea Clinton claims in an interview this morning she doesn't believe her mother will run for office again. The former first daughter is saying that Hillary Clinton is much more focused these days on her book and other writings, as well as her grandchildren, and she does want to stay involved in the issues, especially when it comes to women and families.
She's focused on what she can do to help support work that she's been engaged in for longer than I've been alive, around children, around women, around families.
And besides telling CBS's This Morning that she doesn't think her mom will run for office again, Chelsea also makes it clear that she herself has no plans of running for office. Two people are dead in two separate cases involving eating contests. First, a Denver man died after choking to death while competing in a donut eating contest. The Denver Medical Examiner saying the 42-year-old died when his airway was obstructed as he was in a contest requiring competitors to eat a half-pound glazed donut in under 2 minutes. And a 20-year-old New Jersey woman's dead after she choked in a pancake eating contest at her college in Connecticut. That story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Caitlin Nelson of Clark died Sunday, 3 days after the incident at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. She'd eaten 4 or 5 pancakes when one became lodged in her airway.
Reminding you that we're powered by WesternJournalism.com and available at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. This is Tony Clark, and this is Some Things About Money. It's Tuesday, April 4th. It's 11:04 a.m. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. The weather today is showers and thunderstorms likely before 4 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 4 and 5 p.m., and then scattered showers and thunderstorms again after 5 p.m. Some storms could produce gusty winds, patchy fog before 1 p.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Southwest wind 6 to 9 miles an hour with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Tonight, scattered showers, mainly before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 48 degrees and chance of precipitation 30%. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 66, northwest wind 5 to 9 miles per hour, and Wednesday night showers likely, mainly after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 45. Chance of precipitation 60%. Thursday, more showers and possibly another thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall, highs near 54 degrees. And Thursday night, additional showers and thunderstorms, low around 41. Weekends look like it clears up just a little bit after Friday, highs near 52, and the weekend mostly sunny, with the highs near 53 on Saturday, and the highs near 61 on Sunday. So hopefully we'll get all this rain out of the way and enjoy a nice, beautiful weekend. We'll do one more commercial, and then we'll be back with Joe Patton and Some Things About Money.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heide & Associates, and you are tuned in to Some Things About Money. Well, let's see here. It is getting on closer to tax season. In fact, we are right in the middle of tax season, and your tax advisors are probably scrounging around looking for every possible opportunity to provide you with a tax benefit. So today, we thought we would give you that opportunity, finding an organization that is very worthwhile to help fund. In fact, founded in 1979, Hunterdon and Youth Services has spent the last 35 years safeguarding children, strengthening families, and building responsible citizens. What began as an emergency shelter for children in Hunterdon County has expanded into a continuum of care for youth who are not safe with their families of origins. Right now, they're serving boys age 13 through young adulthood. That is their concentration. They provide services such as residential care, counseling, life skills training, vocational rehabilitation, academic excellence, and family engagement. With us here this morning are two individuals who really make a huge difference to the organization. First is Dina Sinar, who is a graduate of Seton Hall University with a BA in Social and Behavioral Sciences and minor in Business. She also holds an MA in Education from Seton Hall University. Dina began her career at Seton Hall Law School, where she worked for over 17 years. In 2007, Dina accepted a position of Director of Alumni Relations at Centenary University. In 2014, she was promoted to Executive Director of Alumni Engagement at Centenary, where she oversaw alumni engagement, annual fund, and communications public relations. In 2017, Adina began her new role as Director of Development at Hunterdon Youth Services. Her professional memberships include CASE, NJCAP, Alumni Trending, and Alumni and Advanced Professionals. Dina, welcome. Also with us is Levent Rasali. Levent is a board member of Hunterdon Youth Services, as well as serving on the Finance and Fundraising Committees. Levent has been volunteering for Hunter and Youth Services since 2015 in one capacity or another. His primary occupation is a financial advisor and managing director of White Oak Financial Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial in Branchburg, New Jersey. He holds the Charter Retirement Planning Counselor designation from the College of Financial Planning. He also lives with his wife in Warren County, New Jersey, has three children and two grandchildren. I don't know how you have enough time to do your practice as well as all of your other community activities, but Levent, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very, very welcome, both of you. So, where to begin? There's a lot of services that you provide right now. Why don't you give us a pretty good background of Hunter and Youth Services, what you're about, the importance of it, and what we can do to help you with those things.
Levent, do you want to speak on
that? Well, I'm
new in the position. I've been at Hunterdon Youth Services as their director of development for about 9 weeks now. So our executive director, Lawrence Brooks, has done a very good job training me, taking me on visits. So whatever I don't mention, I'm sure Levent will add in. But Hunterdon Youth Services, as you said during the bio of what the organization does, is we safeguard the boys that do live with us. We offer many services. We want them to leave as very good citizens. So, they go to school. They have chores that they do. We have wonderful volunteers that come in and work with them. They'll tutor them. They'll cook with them. They'll paint with them, and so on and so forth. And we have other volunteers who sit on other committees, which I think you can mention because I think you sit on a few of them, correct?
Absolutely.
And so basically, they come into this house. We have a full-time therapist that works with them individually, group therapy, family therapy, and we just try to set them on the right road. A lot of them do leave in independent living. We have success stories. One of our boys have left to become a state trooper.
Wow.
So, we have a very, very good, successful, rates with what they're doing after they leave Hunterdon Youth Services. So right now we are undergoing a kitchen remodeling campaign. And our house that we're in was once a physician's house. So part of the house was an office. The other part is where the physician lived with his family. So that's where our boys live. We have four bedrooms. Some of them fit four beds. Some of them fit two beds. Some of them fit three beds. And our kitchen is 40 years old, and it's falling apart because we have 12 kids that, prepare so many meals a year, probably over 3,000, if I can remember that correctly. So we're remodeling the kitchen, probably starting at the end of April, as long as all the paperwork goes through and all that. So we had a crowdfunding fundraiser last year. I wasn't there for that, but I did learn about it through social media, and a number of dollars were raised, but we're still trying to raise more money for the kitchen.
Okay. On a personal note, how did you get involved with the organization?
Well, I was at Centenary, and I was looking for a new position, and applying for different jobs, and I came across. I live in Hunterdon County as well, So I came across Hunterdon Youth Services, and I went to interview with Lawrence Brooks, who's our executive director, and then he invited me back 2 days later to meet with the board, and it just sounded like such a worthy cause and a great mission, and just something that a different path in life. So,
yeah, there's so many great organizations, so many worthwhile things for people to contribute to, but they just don't know how to do it. What are some of the fundraising activities that you're involved in?
Well, tomorrow is my real first official event. It's a very fun event, and maybe you can, or you're available to come. It's at the Tewksbury Wine and Spirits. It's a free event. It's an open house from 5 to 7, and you get to come in and taste wine and bourbon. And there will be a nice cheese spread. And so if you purchase some of, her liquors, Andrea's liquors, she'll part of the proceeds will go to Hunterdon Youth Services.
Wine and bourbon. Now, that is an interesting combination.
Yes, she has a very unique selection of liquors there. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but I was just there for my first time last week. And I'm right in Califon, so I'm not quite sure why I never stopped there before.
Well, that's good to know, and I think people should try to take advantage of that.
It's Tewksbury Wine and Spirits, and again, it's a free event, and it's from 5 to 7 p.m.
Good.
It's in, 1 Old Turnpike Road in Old Wick, New Jersey. And always if you want more information, I'll give you my phone number too, 908-782-1046.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, personally, unfortunately, I have this personal commitment called weight loss and getting back into decent physical shape. As many of our listeners know, I'm sort of in a recovery phase right now from a medical issue that I've overcome, but I decided I'm going to lose weight. So part of that weight loss regimen is no alcohol until Memorial weekend. So I'm sitting here with these visions of good bourbon glasses dancing in my head, and unfortunately, I am unable to take advantage of it.
Well,
but actually, others should.
Actually, Joe, the part about it is that while there is a tasting, the proceeds of all the sales go towards home use services. So you certainly could purchase something tomorrow night.
This
and
is
save
true.
It
this
for
is
later.
True.
That is true.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Some good old American honey.
But we do have some other events. We have a Somerset Patriots game, which is April 21st at 7 p.m.
Good.
And then our very big fundraising event is our golf outing at Stanton Ridge Golf Course. So
you're pushing all of my the right buttons.
Yeah, I think yes. You should definitely try to come to
golf,
the golf
baseball,
yeah.
Bourbon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So unfair, folks.
I can leave save the date card with you. So.
Okay.
And, but for and, the audience,
and we can use that. I think what we're going to do is take our first break of the show. We have some bills to pay here at the Chamber Radio location. But a quick update, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up a tenth of a percent, 20.5 points. So the S&P 500 up a tenth, 2.34. The NASDAQ is pretty much flatline. Over in Europe, the FTSE is up about half a percent. The DAX up a tenth, the CAC 40 about a tenth. Looking at oil prices, up 53 cents a barrel to $50.77. U.S. gold, we're looking at $12.5920, up $5.20 an ounce. And the 10-year Treasury yield is down a couple of ticks to 2.348%. So when we come back, we're going to have more conversation with Levent Bayrasli as well as Dina Sinar. So stay tuned. You're listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. Today we're devoting the show to Hunter and Youth Services, and we're going to discuss in this segment how you can make a contribution and why it's in your best interest to do so. Levent, you have some information to share.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. First off, we want to make sure everybody understands that the Hunter and Youth Services serves youths from across New Jersey, not just Hunter County. We see boys from literally every county of New Jersey. And just to elaborate a little further, you know, we're basically a safety net for families. When families go through some issues and it becomes an unsafe environment for children to stay there, we're one of the agencies across the state that steps in and provides that safety net. We are a registered 501c3 charity, so all donations are completely tax deductible. So as you mentioned, Joe, people are going to be looking for additional deductions during this tax season. All contributions are tax deductible. In addition to that, there's a couple of really interesting, easy ways that you people can continue, or shall we say, contribute to the Hunter and Youth Services. And one of them that I really like is Amazon Smile. Some people are familiar with this, but if you have an Amazon account, you can then register or go through Amazon Smile. There are many charities listed, including Hunter and Youth Services, and what happens is a percentage of everything you buy goes to that charity. So while we would love for you to select Hunter and Youth Services, there are other organizations. And again, it doesn't cost you anything more or less. If you're buying a book, Amazon sells just about everything today. So you'll know that a little bit goes to your favorite charity, and we would love to be one of them. In addition to that, we have Days of Caring. We also have SunFresh Direct. That is a florist service, same thing. We get a percentage of those purchases go to the Hunter and Youth Services. And as always, we're more than happy to take any sort of direct contributions. Information about our organization can be found at huntertonyouthservices.org. Again, that's huntertonyouthservices.org. Complete information about our organization is on there. Some things we are doing, you know, Dina mentioned the kitchen and the home itself. Anybody out there with children, teenage boys, know what type of ravenous appetite they have. And while we have made some minor, shall we say, renovations/improvements to our kitchen, needless to say, a month ago we were down to one burner and no oven. So, We're going to begin to start renovations this year. We are looking for additional contributions to help us towards that goal. In this current environment, agencies such as ours are stretched. The amount of funding we receive from the state, which is primarily our source, is very, very limited. And given our budget, we're close to 2/3 to 40%. We function on donation. So we need everything we can get.
Anything to add about that, Dina?
Well, I just want to also mention that the community has been great. CKO Boxing, which is on Route 31 in Flemington, mm-hmm. I know they partnered. I believe Susan Lacks was the connection to them. They collected donations right. for the home. Talbot's has come to us to see if we would like to partner with them to come to their store and, you know, be there for the day and represent Hunterdon Youth Services, and all the sales that they receive that day, we get a percentage of that. So I just wanted to add that the community has been, you know, a great support for us as well. And more people are coming to us, which is even more wonderful. It makes our job easier, so I hope more people do that.
As do I.
We are also we're always open to volunteers, and that is one thing that we are also in need of. We have a facilities committee that currently has one member with a second member coming on, and this is about we had a flood this year, believe it or not, that was, you know, costly, and there's always issues going on with the home. Again, 12 boys live there year round, and they do what teenage boys do. It gets a lot of wear and tear, so we're always looking for people to, again, just give their time. And As a little FYI to everybody out there, whether it's the Facilities Committee or the Finance or Fundraising Committee or any of our other committees, the committee meets one time a month for an hour. That's the commitment we're looking for people. Not all day long, not Saturdays and Sundays. It's generally 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The committee meets and discusses strategies to help the boys and help the home function.
How do these boys find their way to you?
Again, it is driven from the state. So when youths are separated from their families and they have no alternative, no other family members, no grandparents or cousins to take them in, the state basically assigns a case manager to that young person. They in turn try to pair that person's needs with the appropriate agency in the state that will best suit their needs. And again, Hunter Youth Services is part of that list of available agencies. We're sort of right in the middle of care. If foster care is on one end and 100% supervision 24/7 is on the other, we're sort of in the middle. Our students, our boys, again, they go to the local high schools, they have jobs in the community. We're doing everything we can to make sure they can continue to function as, you know, again, members of our community and be productive at that.
At what point do they separate themselves from the organization?
That is one area that I personally am taking on as a project. But to answer your question is graduation of high school or attainment of age 19.
All right.
Again, at that point, they are adults and we are no longer able to provide direct care. This is an area in which it is a long-term strategic goal of Hunter Youth Services, which is sometimes these young people are ready and sometimes they're not. We all know of instances of young people being very mature and other times needing a little bit more guidance. Unfortunately, once they quote-unquote age out, there's not a lot we can do legally. We are no longer responsible and they are then on their own. And in some instances, as Dina had indicated, they go on to become very productive, integrated members of society and they stay in touch with us, which we would encourage them to. Other times, unfortunately, we just don't know. Because they are not legally obligated to continue communications with us. We try, and we provide counseling, but that's an area in which we're looking to further. I always say, if I ever won the lottery, I would establish a scholarship so we can get these kids to go to college, you know, provide an avenue, because almost always they don't have any resources to, you know, go on to secondary and post-high school.
Okay. Tony, I think we're going to take our second break of the show. What we're doing today is spending the morning with folks from Hunter Youth Services because it is an organization that certainly warrants the support of the residents of Hunter County and throughout the state of New Jersey. So I hope you're taking copious notes and so you know how to reach them and how to make your contributions. Again, this is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner from Patton, Heide & Associates, and you are listening to Some Things About Money.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Trump administration is trying to pull in both moderate and conservative Republicans with a new health care plan, and correspondent Sharon Reed has details.
It will allow states to opt out of certain Obamacare requirements, such as essential health benefits, if the states can show it'll result in lower premiums.
Also, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan has just held a briefing with reporters and says he's working hand in glove with the Trump administration on a new health care plan, though he wouldn't give any specifics to reporters.
I cannot recall a nominee refusing to answer such basic questions about the principles underlying our Constitution.
Senate Democrat Patrick Leahy there as the full Senate starts debate today on the Supreme Court nomination of Neil Gorsuch. Democrats planning a filibuster. Republicans will have to change the rules to get him confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Hello again, this is Tony, and this is Some Things About Money. We'll do a quick weather recap, and then we'll get back to our guests from Hunterdon Youth Services. Today is Tuesday, April 4th. It's 11:30 a.m. now, and we're in Flemington, New Jersey. It is 53 degrees out there, and the weather today, as you can see, if you look outside your window, rainy and thunderstorms likely today before 4 p.m., and then more showers through the rest of the day and additional thunderstorms throughout the evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 71. Tonight again, mainly before 7 p.m., scattered showers, and then partly cloudy with a low around 48 degrees. Precipitation chances about 30%. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny with a high near 66. And then Wednesday night, additional showers mainly after 4 a.m., increasing clouds with a low around 45. Thursday, additional showers and possibly another thunderstorm. Storms can produce heavy rainfall at times, a high near 54 degrees. Chance of precipitation is 90%. And then Thursday evening, additional showers and thunderstorms, but mostly cloudy with a low around 42. Friday, a chance of showers, 40% chance, and then it clears out Friday evening with a low around 38. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 53 and 61 degrees, respectively. So it looks like a good weekend, hopefully, is coming around. We'll be right back with Joe and Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, we're back to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton. You're listening in to a special show talking to Levent Bayrasli and Dina Sinar. Again, Hunterdon Youth Services, and how you can make a difference in the lives of some boys who certainly need your help. Let's talk a little bit again about the organization, the background, what people could do to support you, and the boys themselves, you know, what they go through and, you know, some of the stories that you have to share with the audience about the wins, how you've made a difference in the lives of some of these boys. That's important.
So as I mentioned before, when I first started Huntsherton Youth Services, I met 12, you know, very nice young men. And so far, now we have 10 residents. But I've heard very successful stories from, you know, the staff that's there now. By the way, the staff there are just very passionate individuals. I've never met such a caring group of people, from the executive director all the way down to the youth care workers, to the board of directors and the volunteers. Everyone just cares very, very much about the boys and their well-being. You know, we're there to help them, keep them safe, provide them with the skills so they can leave one day and be good citizens. And we've had successful stories. One of them that I know of is a young man leaving and becoming a state trooper. And I do believe he still keeps in touch with the agency. I don't know him personally, but mm-hmm. I know we're very proud of him. And there's a couple of other stories as well that I'm not aware of.
If you could, I mean, just describe the day in the life of these young men. What does it look like?
So my job is to create awareness through the community, raise money, and the other staff is basically there for the boys 100%. But, you know, since I'm in the house, I'm in the office, you know, I do help out when needed. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot. You know, I get there 8 o'clock in the morning. I see them get on the school bus, just like typical kids. Some of them don't want to go to school. But, you know, we encourage them and tell them that they have to. And, you know, they're going to feel good after they go and, you know, come home later, and we'll have great activities for them to do. And, you know, typical teenage boys.
So who in the house is responsible for tutoring in calculus?
We actually have a local high school math teacher who volunteers and comes in and provides some tutoring.
Yes.
But, you know, again, other than some group counseling or individual counseling, it could be anybody's home anywhere. It's drag them out of bed, put food down their throat, because, you know, sometimes kids don't want to eat breakfast, get up to school. Many of them have after-school jobs, home. You know, yes, we have some structured activities, but they're playing video games. We got chess going. We have
basketball,
hoop out back. I mean, they're like any other. They're relatively average teenage boys. So
yes.
Their interests vary from, you know, again, wanting to shoot hoops, to play video games. And then pretty much come, you know, lights out, it's, you know, twisting arms to get them into bed and to quiet down. No different than any other 15 or 16-year-old boy anywhere in America, for sure. So,
but we do have staff that helps them out with their resume, their applications for jobs, and all of that. So, which is very important because, you know, we want to see them be successful. So we provide those services as well. Yes, we do drive them. They have to earn their community. But if they need a haircut or something, we do drive them. There's 24-hour, 7 days a week care service, supervision. Someone's always there with them in the house.
So you provide that safe and supportive environment that they had not been getting.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think every child is deserving of that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's that chance that many of them haven't been given that you
right.
provide for, which is mm-hmm. excellent.
Yeah. You know, you asked Joe about success stories. And one that touched me earlier this year was we brought in a young man who had been exposed to a lot of gang violence. And he said that this was the first time in his life that he actually felt safe. This 13, 14-year-old had lived in fear for a majority of his life because of the gang violence in his community where he had come from. And then, you know, I would say a vast majority of us in our lives have never confronted these type of issues, and to think about being able to lay your head on a pillow at night and not worry about, you know, something violent happening to you, it's traumatic. And that's what we do at Huntsherton Youth Services. And, you know, we're providing this environment for young men that are going through a very difficult time. And as part of this show, and when we're talking about money and in the context of getting a charitable deduction out there, again, we are a registered 501c3 charity. We serve youth from all parts of New Jersey, not just Huntsherton County. As a matter of fact, the majority of our kids are not necessarily from Huntsherton County. Your deductions are 100% tax deductible. You should always consult your tax advisor on that. You can find all information about Hunterdon Youth Services at huntertonyouthservices.org. Our phone number is
908-782-1046.
All right. And your website?
HuntertonYouthServices.org.
Okay, good. People could go there, mm-hmm. look it up, and get more information. So tell us a little bit more, again, about the role of volunteers. When somebody wants to devote some time, hopefully some money as well, but, you know, take some time out of their day, their week, and do something that's beneficial for these young men. What does that look like? What do you need?
Well, from what I see, just working in the office, when volunteers come in, they're sitting down with the boys and talking to them about, you know, what's going on at school. Do you have any issues? You know, we have a volunteer who just received her MSW in social work. So, you know, she approaches them in a nurturing kind of way. We have a volunteer come in that makes smoothies with them and makes delicious desserts with them. Another volunteer comes in, they're painting a mural in our basement of Hunterdon Youth Services is logo. So the boys are doing that with him. And then, as Lavenza had mentioned before, we have a number of different committees that volunteers can sit on just to provide their expertise and moving forward with the organization in the right direction. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times these volunteer opportunities are really not very tasking on people's times. We're in need of volunteers for our facilities committee. This is a committee that is tasked with making sure that they're, you know, the washer and dryer work, that the carpeting's not ripped, that the doors lock, that, you know, anything that you would think about running a house. That's what we need people on. Currently, we have one volunteer on that committee. We're bringing on a second, but we need more help there. They meet for 1 hour a month. That is it. So we're not necessarily expecting people to hang out there 7 days a week for 5 or 6 hours. That's not the case. We welcome volunteers to spend time and provide resources at their limit, but whether it's a fundraising committee, a finance committee, again, I mentioned the facilities committee. Again, all those committees meet just 1 hour per month, and that is it. And should anybody out there have any ideas about how they think they would want to provide support, we're more than welcome. You just give us a call or visit the website, again, huntertonyouthservices.org. And like I said, we have a local high school math teacher that comes and tutors. We've had other people come and provide all sorts of just real-life training and guidance that maybe some of us take for granted, but, you know, kids, young people out there need that guidance. They need a little positive, you know, support so they can, again, move on and become productive members of society.
We even have a member, a trainer from CKO that comes in a couple times a week to train with the boys. You know, weightlifting and kickboxing. So it's really
that's excellent.
Great what these volunteers do, how they take their time and spend it with the boys.
Kind of thing I need.
We have a yoga program that, believe it or not, we're very holistic in nature. We promote, we have an equine therapy program. And a lot of what we do is all donated or through volunteers, by the way.
And that's what people have to understand. There just aren't a lot of free money taxed, well, let's just say subsidies from the state or from the federal government around these days. And, you know, it just seems like more and more we're seeing cuts to all of these worthwhile organizations. So it's more important for all of you folks listening to step up and help, because that help does make a difference, directly makes a difference in the lives of these young men. And I can't think... You know, there are so many worthwhile organizations out there, and I do realize that we all have limited resources to provide support, but if you're looking for one to add to your list, this is certainly one that you should. You're listening to Some Things About Money here. Again, this is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner, Patton Heiding Associates, and just want to do one more update. The Dow is up 39 points, about 0.2%. The S&P, around flat line at this stage. The NASDAQ is up just under a point, flatlining again. So people are paying more and more attention, although we did bounce back a bit. Stocks started to turn positive as the president hints on some bank deregulation. In Europe, green across the board, the FTSE, the DAC, the CAC are all positive. Looking over at oil, up 70 cents a barrel to $50.94. Gold is up $3.90 an ounce to $12.57.90. And the 10-year Treasury just flipped. The yield is now at 2.352%. So that's the update. We'll be right back to talk more about Hunter and Youth Services. You are listening to Some Things About Money.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
As we head into the last segment of the show, again, I want to thank you for listening in here to Some Things About Money. Today, we are all things Hunterdon Youth Services. We're with Dina Sinar and Levent Birasli. I just want to give a plug to Levent. He happens to be from White Oak Financial Group. He's the managing director, and White Oak is an advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial. Just a heads up, there's so many independent advisors who are affiliates of Ameriprise who give of themselves, spend an awful lot of time working within the community for the benefit of youth or, battered women, people who are displaced in some other form. And, you know, it's not just about doing the business of the business. It's about making a difference in the lives of other people in so many other ways. So I just wanted to thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Joe.
Don't want to leave Dina out because you've done a number of things. I'm still wondering how someone who was at Seton Hall Law School all of that time decided to do this.
Switching gears, and it was just, my centenary, not to talk about their financial status, but, the budgets were being decreased, and there wasn't a lot of growth in the department, so, I just started looking, and actually, I think someone had sent me this job, and I applied for it, and that's kind of what happened, how I left Seton Hall to centenary. It was sent to me, I applied for it. As you can see, I haven't moved around a lot, but I've been working for 30 years, so...
Okay. One of my best friends from too many years to mention, his daughter is a graduate of Seton Hall Law School. I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of them, actually. I recently moved to Califon 2 years ago. My neighbor that I bought the house from, the person I purchased the house from is across the street, so he's my neighbor. He graduated from Seton Hall. My neighbor to my right graduated from Seton Hall Law School. So I'm like, I can't get away from you.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Yes.
So we have, some minutes left. I just want to leave it up to you to go back and focus on the things that are most important that these folks who are listening in should know in terms of the organization, your roles, or the importance, or how, again, they can provide support to all of these young men.
Well, I'd like to start off just by mentioning again, there is an event tomorrow, Wednesday, April 5th, which is free to the public. It's an open house. You can come talk to us about Huntington Youth Services. A lot of our board members will be there, as well as myself and our executive director. And to top it off, you get to taste some nice wines and bourbon and have a little bit of cheese with that. And again, that's from 5 to 7. It's free. It's an open house at Tewksbury Fine Wine and Spirits, 1 Old Turnpike Road in Old Wick, New Jersey.
And some of the other things that you're going to be doing?
We have a Somerset Patriots game, which is on Friday, April 21st. That's the opening day at Somerset Patriots Park. So the tickets for that game is $15 per person. And then one of our bigger fundraisers is Monday, May 15th. It's a golf outing at Stanton Ridge Golf Course. Individual tickets begin at $200, but that includes registration, lunch, open bar, dinner, cash bar, and we also have a silent auction.
And for those of you who are thinking about it, I've played Stanton any number of times. It's a nice layout, great clubhouse, fine people who work there, very supportive. So get out there and play some golf. It'll be a good time and for a great cause. So
yeah, it is. In addition to that, we're lucky enough again to have two retired NFL giants, Al Dixon and Eric Dorsey. They will be joining us, and it's very feasible you could be paired up with them and have an outing with either of them.
There you go.
Along with other local dignitaries.
Yes.
Always looking for a free lunch, those local dignitaries.
Exactly. And if you can't attend the golf outing, there's opportunity to sponsor the golf outing by putting your name on a tee sign, or sponsoring our lunch, and or donating to our silent auction.
Again, how could people get a sheet on that as far as the different ways to participate?
They can either call me 908-782-1046 or go to huntertonyouthservices.org.
Okay, so tell us more.
In our kitchen campaign.
Yes. Correct. So we're also a couple other real quick points. If anybody ever shopped on Amazon.com, in case you didn't know, there's a program Amazon has supported for years, which is called Amazon Smile. It's absolutely free. You go onto Amazon, you go to the Amazon Smile section, and you can select 100 Youth Services, among other charities, and a portion of your purchase is then donated by Amazon to that charity. It costs you nothing extra. It's just you doing a little bit of good for the Huntington Youth Services or your charity of choice. In addition to that, SunFresh Direct, that is a florist service. They're also donating a portion of their proceeds to Huntington Youth Services. Periodically during the year, there's days of caring or days of service that a lot of corporations in the Huntington area and other send volunteers. If you or your organization are interested in that, again, reach out to us either by calling the office at 908-782-1046 or going to the website at huntertonyouthservices.org. Be more than happy to work. We've created events. We've created opportunities for volunteers to provide, some support and guidance for our young men that we appreciate absolutely. And very importantly, in this context of finance, Huntington Youth Services is a registered 501c3. So donations are completely tax deductible. We're more than happy to take direct donations. We accept PayPal, credit cards, everything. As Dina had mentioned, our one of our signature events on May 15th is that golf outing. Stanton Ridge is a fantastic private course, so unless you're a member, you don't have an opportunity to golf there. So it's a great opportunity, and we have multiple opportunities for sponsorship there, if not just to come out and play.
And that's something worth doing. Well, we have only a couple of more minutes left. Any last thoughts as far as what people should be doing or that you haven't shared about the organization yet that they should know about?
I think we pretty much covered everything, but if anyone is interested, I have people come by. I give them a tour of the house if they're thinking of possibly volunteering or getting involved. So if you're interested in that, again, my name is Dina Sinar. I'm at 908 782-1046. Our website is huntredinyouthservices.org. I would be happy to set up an appointment with you, talk more about opportunity, and, you know, give you a tour of the home. A lot of people like to come by after school, you know, when the boys are home, to, you know, see if they would like to interact with them. So we're more than willing to do that.
Well, thank you very much, Dina Levent. It's been great having you.
Thank you, Joe. Really, really appreciate the opportunity.
Great organization. You do fabulous work, and I hope, you know, the folks listening in will take it upon themselves to either devote some time or write the check that will be put to very good use. So,
absolutely.
Folks, you've been listening to Some Things About Money. This is Joe Patton, Certified Financial Planner with Patton Heiding Associates, also a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial. And we are located at 1318 Route 31 North in beautiful Annandale, New Jersey, in the Gephardt and Kiefer building. And if you're not familiar with it, it has that brick look, freshly landscaped with a large American flag right out front. So give us a call. We can have a discussion about those things that are important to you. And if nothing else, you get to meet some nice people who are very caring and are very interested in helping you achieve your goals and your dreams. Again, you know, you've been listening to Some Things About Money. Have a great day in Hunterdon County and the rest of the world. Go out, buy Hunterdon, and buy often.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Trump administration is trying to pull in both moderate and conservative Republicans with a new health care plan, and correspondent Sharon Reed has details.
It would allow states to opt out of certain Obamacare requirements, such as essential health benefits, if the states can show it'll result in lower premiums.
Also, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan has just held a briefing with reporters and says he's working hand in glove with the Trump administration on a new health care plan, though he wouldn't give any specifics to reporters.
I cannot recall a nominee refusing to answer such basic questions about the principles underlying our Constitution.
Senate Democrat Patrick Leahy there as the full Senate starts debate today on the Supreme Court nomination of Neil Gorsuch. Democrats planning a filibuster. Republicans will have to change the rules to get him confirmed. This is USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-2206. That's 1-800-379-2206.
A deadly explosion on the subway system of Russia's second largest city yesterday blamed on a suicide bomber. Authorities say the 22-year-old man from Kyrgyzstan set off the suicide bomb in St. Petersburg, killing 14, injuring over 50. A New Jersey teenager is facing up to 15 years in prison after plotting to kill Pope Francis.
Santos Colon of Camden County has pleaded guilty to trying to recruit a sniper to help him shoot Pope Francis during his 2015 visit to Philadelphia. That sniper turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. Colon, who's also known as Ahmad Shakur, was originally charged as a juvenile. He's 17, but his plea deal calls for him to be prosecuted as an adult. Sarah Kimberly Kessler, New Jersey.
A new law now allows internet companies to sell your online information without your knowledge or permission. President Trump signing the bill yesterday, wiping out privacy rules that the FCC had passed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Allergies, pollen in the air, dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Mercedes and now Hyundai pulling their advertising from the O'Reilly Factor on Fox. The decision coming amid reports that $13 million in settlement money has been paid to five women who've claimed that host Bill O'Reilly